We are recording.
All right, thank you.
So I will bring this meeting to order at 6:03 PM. And I am Shannon Knight, I'm the vice chair right now, because the chair is no longer with us. And so we'll just go around and introduce.
Oh, Vicki Olson.
Mary Baumgartner, council liaison.
Chris Myers, city staff.
Bo Gino, new member. Tanner Woody.
Darren Wise, staff liaison.
I am Charlie Anderson, new member.
Welcome, new members. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves and tell us a little about yourselves and why you wanted to be involved in this committee?
Should we, I don't know if we had a, what should we call it, the agenda? What's the word?
I don't think we approved the agenda.
Okay, all right, I didn't know.
But we'll put meeting notes after. Charlie, you want to go first?
Sure. Hi, so I actually just moved to Westland in August, and we absolutely love it here. We're super blessed to be here. And I've actually wanted to be involved, you know, start smaller, but be involved in like local, you know, community and politics and all that for a long time. So this is kind of dipping my foot in. I am an accountant. I've done that for about 20 years. I work downtown for a commercial real estate company. So I'm hoping maybe that will help bring some, you know, different ideas to the table. And just excited to work with everybody.
Welcome.
Where are you coming from?
We lived in Milwaukee, so just, you know, across the river, but it's a big change. It's a good change.
I'm Bo Gino. I moved to Westland about a year and a half ago. I'm originally from Illinois. I grew up in a small town right about the same size as Westland, and spent the last 35 years in Los Angeles, which is not the same size as Westland. And since I was really young, I always wanted to be involved in government, because, you know, it plays a very big part on your lives, and didn't get that chance in a city of, you know, 5-7 million people. And so when I moved here, I made it a goal to be involved as much as I possibly could. And thankfully, due to hybrid meetings, I've been to pretty much every meeting that I can, because if I'm sitting working, I may as well have this going on one of my computers. So I've been very involved since day one moving here. I'm very antisocial. I never leave the house. So why I'm on this committee is beyond me. That's not true. I actually had a goal. And one of the things that I learned by sitting in on meetings is that the neighborhood associations are dying for people to show up. And committee for community involvement, let's funnel these people and let's work with the neighborhood associations to get people involved. And my neighbors didn't even know there was a neighborhood association, and they grew up here. And it just blows my mind that it's less than a year and a half. I'm more involved than they are their whole entire life. So
when they were very good.
I am in Willamette, down behind the police station.
Have you on 10th Street or Main Street as well? I'm just curious.
I go up for the Wednesday market.
Okay.
The flower people from Boring are my favorite. I need them every, I become Elton John, and they need flowers in my house every week.
That's awesome.
So, cool.
Well, yeah, glad to have you here. Yeah, a lot of people think the neighborhood associations are like an HOA. So it's trying to get them to understand it's totally different.
Totally different.
They're there for you.
Yeah.
It's your voice in government.
Right.
It's your first step.
Should we introduce ourselves to them?
Oh,
they're new, and maybe they
should. I like that. I second that.
Sidetrack the agenda.
Go right ahead, Mary. Yes, everyone knows me.
Should I start?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm Mary Baumgartner, and I grew up in Westland, although outside of town on a farm. And I worked in the schools in special ed and then got involved when my kids went off to college in city doings, starting with advisory boards. So you're, this is your first step, next city council, I'll see, expect to see you both on the ballot. Anyway, so, and then I've been on city council, this is my first term, the 4-year term, this will be the last year. So I have to decide whether I'm running again, but that's it. So anytime you want to tell me what your concerns are, share anything, let me know, give me a call.
I'm Tanner Woody, I am in the Bolton neighborhood. And I just like the ground for this stuff. Yeah, like you said, it's I think really important to be somewhat available, because if we're not, then it is. So thankfully we have a really great current working process, I would say, better than the past, from what has been brought up in history. Anyway, I'm just digging myself a hole here. I'm really happy to be a Westlander, and I really like to just work with everyone. So it's been really fun. I do try to go to the NAs, but much like this meeting, everybody in Oregon loves scheduling things on Tuesdays. So the NA is also a Tuesday thing for Bolton. And it's a tough one to get to for me. But yeah, it's pretty stuff.
Vicki Olson, I think Citizen Bolton, I think this is my third term in this committee. Moved to Westland maybe 13 years ago, native Oregonian, lived in, born, raised here in Oregon, went to Oregon State University, Washington. Yeah, I work for two legislators in Salem, so I do that all the time. And enjoy doing this too, it's very, it's fun, it's good.
I'm Shannon Knight. I grew up in Los Angeles area, in a suburb of Los Angeles, and I've been here in Oregon 25 years now. I've been in Westland like 16. And I've been pretty involved probably 8-9 years now in different committees on the city. I own a three businesses technically in the city, so you know, part of my involvement was wanting to get involved in making sure business environment. And I always think local politics is the only way you can really make change in your community, because that's what you're living day to day. So that's where you'll see biggest and fastest changes if you get involved locally. So, yeah. Then Steph.
Yeah, sure. Chris Myers, my family and I, my wife and two kids, moved here about 10 years ago. So I've worked, which most will say don't do, but I actually love it. So I'm all in. Yeah, and lifelong Oregonian, 7th generation Oregonian. Kids are 8th generation. And so a lot of pride in not only our state, but our little city of Westland here. So I found my father.
He's like 7th generation.
I look like one, right?
I had age and hair. I didn't know there were 7
Oh, yeah. So Oregon Trail. That's right.
Yeah.
About the Oregon Trail.
Is it 1856?
When Oregon was.
Was it? Oh, I was thinking the flag. Is that. So it's 19?
1900. My home's
1900.
So
this was. Yeah. But yeah, so that's kind of me. Work here. I'm a city planner. So work here at Aaron's Boss, and we're trying to get all the planning done we can. So that's what we're doing. Okay. Ohio State Buckeyes.
So, Darren Wise, planning manager of the staff liaison to the CCI. Talked to both Bo and Charlie, so already introduced myself to them. But I've been with the city about 8.5 years in the planning department. So, Yeah, if you ever have any questions about planning or the CCI, just email me or call me and I'm always available. Same as Chris, he can answer questions too.
100%.
Right. So we have any public comment?
I do not believe so.
Is that that?
That's the consultant.
Consultant.
Chris.
Yep. Got it. All right. So then we have approval of meeting notes. We don't have a printout of them, but so I guess there's only three of us here to manage, but we're here before. So we'll just approve them.
Yeah, I attended that meeting virtually, so you I was technically there.
All right. So we have, okay. Okay, so next we have Vision 43. So I'm assuming that's Chris.
Yeah, stop surprise, right? So yeah, thanks for having me back. I'm going to do a quick, 2 to 3 minute overview of what the project is because we have a couple of new members in the room. Then I'm going to turn it over to Matt, who is now up on screen. Matt is the project manager for the project I'm about to talk about. He works for our consultant MIG. I'm the city project manager. He's our consultant project manager. So Matt's going to kind of walk you through the engagement plan. But just before we get to Matt, I'm just going to give you guys a quick kind of snapshot of what project we're talking about. This is going to be short, and so there probably will be some larger questions you might have. And I want to make sure that you guys know to please feel free to reach out to me at any time, and I can answer your questions, email, phone call, what have you. So, basically, what we're talking about is it's called Vision 43. We're looking at a new, and the rest of the group who isn't new got this what 2 months ago, and Councilor Baumgartner's heard this at least 2 or 3 times now, so my apologies. But we're talking about basically we're investing a couple $100,000 in consulting services thanks to our city council, and we are looking at creating a new vision for Highway 43. From the Lake Oswego border, Westland Lake Oswego border, down to the to basically I-205, where Highway 43 crosses under I-205, and what we're the goal is really we're looking for a vision that's going to provide complete and safe facilities for pedestrians and cyclists and transit users, safe crossing points on 43. We want to enable commercial services that will provide for our neighborhoods, our neighborhood needs. A vision that is really going to allow people to walk and move about without having to get in their car to go to goods and services that they want to go to. I like to think of it in old planning terms as we're going to try to create a there, somewhere that we as a community want to go to, much like Main Street has now become over the last 4, 5, 6, I mean, it's been that way for a long time, but our investment over the last 4 or 5 years has really generated a lot more enthusiasm there. So we're looking at doing that on Highway 43. This is going to be about a 2-year long project. And really the big part, the first big chunk is our engagement with the community. And we'll spend again roughly a year getting out and talking to our community members, going to where they are, events, concerts, movies, library, grocery stores, you name it, ACC, and try to gather feedback about what the community wants. At the end of the day, this isn't a planning department project. This isn't a city council project. This is a community project on what I think can be a really big economic driver for Westland if we do it properly. And so this is really about what do the 27,000 of us want to see Highway 43 become, what we like, what we dislike. So that's sort of the gist of it. The last little part I'll put in before I turn it over to Matt is Matt's going to show you the or talk to you about the engagement plan, which was in the packet. And MIG is doing a lot of this. They're doing a lot of the sort of the more higher level stuff, open house, bigger events. Myself and planning staff, we intend on being in and about the community, trying to do about 25 or 30 of our own events. The farmer's market, the Wednesday market, the concerts, the in the park, movies in the park, and things like that. So,
and just to butt in, those are the types of things that I think you bring the neighborhood associations into as well, to work those tables at the concerts, at the movies, at the farmers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. And Yeah, you know, I could go on about all day about this. No. And there is a space for neighborhood associations. We'll be working with the neighborhood association presidents. And we will be working with, well, basically as many groups as we can. And trying to, again, gather up what the community wants as we move through the process. And we start to gather that feedback. The other thing you're going to talk about tonight is the working group. So that working group really serves as a filter for the data and information we're gathering, where we'll bring it to that group, report to the group, get some feedback. So it's not a decision-making body, but rather it's a feedback place where we can figure out, are we headed down the right track? Which is a little weird because ultimately we're going to be bringing you a lot of what the community is saying. So, you know, that's their thoughts and their opinions, and they, you know, so it. But anyway, we have a working group and that'll help guide our process as well. So that's the gist of it. Sorry, Charlie. I kind of raced through that, but I just want to make sure we have enough time for Matt to go through the engagement plan and stick to our agenda. So Matt, feel free to, if you want to just kind of walk through the NEP and we can all jump in.
All right, will do. Can you all hear me okay?
Excellent, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, great. I always want to make sure my mic and speakers and things are working. Great. Well, thanks for having me here on the screen. So as Chris said, I'll just kind of walk through the main elements of the neighborhood engagement plan. Chris gave a really good overview of it. I'll probably repeat a couple of things he said for emphasis. I'll probably spend a little more or less time on certain sections within this document, but I'm happy to answer questions if you have any. So starting out just with the goals that we have related to community engagement and, you know, kind of how we talk to people, listen to them, provide information, I'll just briefly talk about those. So one, making sure we're identifying, but also, you know, overcoming barriers to participation. So, and that's really being done through all the other stuff that I'm going to talk about. So one, just I'm going to say using kind of a combination of in-person and digital engagement. Chris talked about the fact that he and other staff will be out there talking to people in the corridor at lots of different activities, events, locations. So really just kind of getting out and having informal conversations with people to a degree. But then we'll be using a number of kind of digital or online engagement tools as well. So I'll talk about that more as we go through. Leveraging local networks and events and other engagement efforts. So to the extent there are other engagement things going on and we can leverage those, that's great. Definitely we want to be meeting with as many existing groups and talking to them when they're already meeting as we can. So just kind of tapping into city groups and neighborhood associations and others. Making sure as we do that, that we're hearing from as wide a range of kind of demographic groups and interests in the city as we can, and particularly in the corridor. Making sure that we're implementing an accessible planning process in terms of, you know, we're talking in fairly plain language to people. We're not, again, creating barriers for them to have a hard time understanding what we're talking about, try to minimize the planneries. Yeah, which is always hard for us planners to do, I will admit, but we will do our best. And then just use some tools as we're going through to address people's needs in terms of things like closed captioning, things like that to help people who might otherwise have a hard time accessing information. Just being collaborative and trying to make sure that we're asking people questions that are really going to help inform what we're doing and help shape and guide what we're doing. That's really important. And then letting people know how we've done that. You know, here's what we've been hearing from people. Here's how that did inform the recommendations that are coming out of the process. So that's kind of, I feel like on the accountability side, you know, showing that you're accountable to the people that you've been talking to and hearing from. So those are some of the kind of overarching goals of the process. We will use some different measures to make sure that we're achieving those goals. I'm not going to talk about those things a ton, but I'll kind of touch on them in terms of when we're collecting demographic information, which we'll try to do as part of some of these activities and events, looking in that, seeing are we reaching, you know, our broader range of folks. Again, following through with people about how we're using the information we heard, looking at the numbers of people, groups, et cetera, that we're reaching. So doing some things to make sure we're being accountable and measuring how well we're achieving those objectives I talked about a minute ago. So key audiences are just, you know, some of the folks we're hoping to engage and talk to in this process. Chris mentioned the project working group a minute ago. It's primarily community members and business owners in the corridor, but we also want to make sure that we're touching base with city boards and commissions as well, with the neighborhood associations, obviously. So I think, you know, coordinating with them is going to be super important. Robin Wood and Bolton, primarily. Talking to youth and youth-focused organizations. I'll mention one of your neighbors, but I'm working on a parks plan over in Lake Oswego, and we've had really great meetings with their youth advisory groups on that project. And so I just find those to be really kind of refreshing meetings to have, and it's great to get those perspectives. So that's important, as well as older adults. So meeting with folks at the Adult Community Center, or in retirement communities, as I mentioned, talking to business owners in the corridor, as well as the chamber, tapping into any equity focused groups in the community or the corridor, the Westland Alliance, some of the equity focused groups in the high school, you know, doing our best to meet with and provide information to folks with limited English proficiency, and people who have mobility limitations or other disabilities. And it's really important to kind of understand how they're getting around, getting to the Highway 43 corridor, within the corridor. So that's important as well. This is a roadway or a corridor that's got regional significance. So it's important to be talking to the city's regional partners as well. So TriMet, the Oregon Department of Transportation, Metro, Clackamas County. So need to check in with them. I'm gonna just pause right there real quick before I talk about the specific tools or activities that we plan on implementing, and just see if there's any questions before I move on to that, maybe. Just so I don't talk for too long at once.
Should I be following along in the document?
You totally can be. I am kind of going through by section in the document. So I just covered the key audiences, and now I'm on kind of page 3. I'm going to go through the next few pages in terms of specific engagement methods, activities, tools. So I'm just kind of paraphrasing a lot of what's in there. And again, I'm not going to go into incredible detail, but I'll be happy to answer questions folks have as I go through. So,
okay. Well, with that being said, I really like what you guys put together for the measuring the success. So I'm about to get the key audiences section now. So sorry, I was listening and I didn't catch the last part, and that makes sense now. So I'll pay more attention to the latter part of your speech.
All right.
But yeah, I really like what you guys put together for these metrics. So I just want to give you guys a pat on the back round of applause.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that. And yeah, sorry I hadn't sort of done a better job of telling you where I was in the document. But yeah, next I'm going to cover the next few pages on engagement methods, activities, and tools. And if you do have questions as I go along, feel free to just kind of raise your hands. I think I'll mostly be able to see if you raise your hands around the table or on the screen and do my best to answer questions. So I'll just kind of walk through these briefly. Project website. So this is something that primarily city staff will maintain. City staff uses a platform called Engagement HQ, and this project will have its own page within Engagement HQ, and that'll be kind of the primary platform for engagement. Our firm will help provide, or our consulting team will help provide content for that, and or links to maybe tools that are accessible from that if we do some interactive online mapping, things of that nature, online questionnaires. Those would be accessed from the Engagement HQ webpage. So that's something the city's already working on. It's part of a larger online engagement platform that they have. Some of you are probably already familiar with that. So kind of a variety of activities that will be accessed from Engagement HQ for this project. I mentioned neighborhood discussions. So Chris has already been out talking to the to folks at the neighborhood associations, as I understand it. So we'll be, you know, checking in with the neighborhood association sort of throughout the process, not just at the beginning, not just one time, but checking in with them as we're moving forward through the process. Kind of again, back to what Chris said earlier about getting out there and talking to people at events and activities. That's what this pop-up outreach toolkit on bottom of page 3 is all about. It's providing city staff with information, whether it's kind of brief questionnaires or kind of a frequently asked questions worksheet or maps to be able to do exercises with people, or there's space for that, just materials to go out and then have those conversations at a variety of events and a variety of locations, as much as we can in the corridor. So we're kind of tapping into people who are, again, living, working, or visiting places in the corridor, shopping, recreating, et cetera. So that's a big piece of the project. And again, it's sort of something that city staff's really taking the lead on, and we'll do our best to support, provide materials and information, help kind of summarize overall what folks are saying at those events. So you'll see a list of some specific things on page 4 there, some target activities, which Chris mentioned several of these already. So again, that's a big deal. We mentioned a virtual community kickoff here. That's really kind of an initial online survey. So that's already kind of almost ready to go. We've got a brief set of questions. We're going to look at whether or not we need to add to those, and then that'll get done via the engagement HQ page. And the printed materials will provide QR codes or links to that page so people can get to that and then be able to participate in some of those digital activities if they want. And then let's see. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Just wanted to throw out there, I don't know if you saw my email late today. This next section where you get into the project working group, that's a missed edit on my part. So as you guys know, you're actually going to see the project working group recommended list tonight. I mean, it's been in your packet, so you may have seen it already. So that this was an early, this portion needed to be edited out, and I missed that. So I just didn't want you to, I wanted to get to it before you started talking about that.
Yep, I did see your email, so, but I appreciate you making sure that I got it right. Yeah, when I talked.
More for 1 second, I'm just going to go back. The project website, Lynn has put an enormous amount of work into that. She's probably can hear us, but is not in the room right now. That has actually been signed off and ready to go live. We're waiting for the larger city website to be ready as well, but it's an any day kind of thing, which we're very excited about. We have a survey on there, we have FAQ, we have the interactive map ready to go, we have photographs, and we view it as something that will grow and sort of morph as we move through the process. We want to be putting summaries of meetings and where we're going to be, and we really want it to be a place where people can get all the information they need, but we don't want it to be the place that that's where they go for everything. We still want to talk to people, so it's sort of sort of like a storage facility for all the stuff we're going to have, but we'll still be out and about. And then one more thing, sorry, Matt, but you know me, I'm going to stop talking. One of the things with the pop-ups and the interviews and all this is we're going to have different types of events. Some events we're going to be handing out basic little project cards with a QR code and a website. It's just a matter of trying to get it in people's hands. In other events, we really want to sit and talk and have deeper conversations. So different events will look different or will have different objectives. And so it's not all just handing out cards and hoping people call us. But it's also not always going to be a 20-minute conversation because, well, we're trying to cover a lot of ground here in a short period of time. So just different events will have a different vibe to them. So just thought I'd throw that out there. Sorry, Matt, it's all yours.
Okay. No worries. No worries.
Can I ask some questions?
Yeah.
So when we started looking at this process, we looked at like what Vancouver did for their engagement plan, mm-hmm. and they had a really cool website where, you know, you could, where it showed basically all the questions that people ask and all the answers and mm-hmm. everything like mm-hmm. that. So, and I know you're capturing stuff at different events, mm-hmm. But if all that stuff can be posted onto the site mm-hmm. too, because I know usually what happens is those get buried in the packet that goes to council and no one ever sees the comments that were done at an open house or anything like that. So So yeah, that all of the comments that you get from the live events can also be posted.
Yeah, the plan is to track both, not only how many people we talk to and where we talk to them, what event, when, and how many, but also, yeah, what are the questions we're being asked, and we're going to do our best to capture every question. I will say, just a caveat to that, is there will be events where it's me for a couple hours at the library, and it can be hard to both communicate, have a deep conversation, and write notes about what I'm being asked. However, we're gonna try and capture as much as we can and put it up. Nothing to hide, right? It's like, this is our community, and let's see what everyone has to say. And I also think that's important because people can read that kind of information or see it on a website, and it might make them think differently about, so like, oh, I hadn't thought of that, and then they go to another thought. So I think it's valuable. I think there's a lot of value. I totally agree with what you're saying, and that is definitely the goal. So I will do absolutely my best.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you have a physical, like, little card that someone fills out,
yeah,
you know, those always go into like an Excel doc or something.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
But then no one ever can access that Excel.
The planner's tool, the Excel spreadsheet. Yeah.
It's somewhere visible.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, and we're happy to share and post that on the website, and I think that's accessible as possible for sure.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got kind of this initial card that's got just a few frequently asked questions, but that just what we were talking about is something that Chris and I have been talking about, is having kind of this running list of frequently asked questions. As more questions come into us during events or however we get them, you know, continue to add the questions and the responses to those questions and have those in a place people can easily find on the website. The other thing I would just note, you know, to build on what some of the things Chris said a minute ago is just that, you know, things will kind of morph and change as we go through the process, because we'll be getting a little more specific in terms of some of our recommendations for the quarter. We'll be producing some visualizations of, oh, hey, here's what this could look like in this area. And so as we produce those things will get added to both the engagement HQ platform, but also get brought to community meetings and events, or, you know, give people information about how to see those things. So everything will kind of, it'll be an iterative process. So things will change and kind of move forward as we move forward in the process. So I just wanted to mention that. Yeah, so I talked about, Chris talked about the working group, which is primarily kind of community members and business owners, but we will also be checking in, as I said, with other city boards and commissions. And then we also will have kind of a more of a technical advisory group that we'll check in with about those kind of issues. So mostly agency folks, so making sure that we are hearing from Public Works about things, Parks and Recreation, Economic Development, as well as some of those regional agencies I talked to earlier. So those are kind of the activities we, in this engagement plan, we also kind of broke out kind of outreach, advertising, notification, and promotion. So we talk about sort of a variety of ways we'll get information out to people. So your kind of standard media releases to a degree. Though again, the website's one way to do that. Actual physical meeting flyers and posters, you know, so people are seeing where events are going to be coming up. QR codes on printed information or on those flyers and posters that people can see and kind of quickly access, whether it's a survey or just more detailed information about the project. So those are some of the things that we'll be doing. And then also the city's social media accounts. Again, kind of getting some of those groups we talked about earlier to help spread the word about the project. So kind of partnering with community groups and organizations. And then using kind of any and all email lists that we have or can kind of leverage from other groups. I think that's important, including social media and newsletters from schools, as well as other organizations that might be in the corridor, faith-based organizations, social service providers, kind of a full range. I think, you know, whoever we can engage with and get to help us spread the word to people, we want to do that. So we listed a pretty wide range of different ways to spread the word to folks and get information out there. And then kind of as we start to have some more concrete ideas and recommendations, we'll also be having sort of a larger workshop kind of event and an online survey to get feedback on that. Kind of that'll be a little later in the process, but we'll continue to have those smaller events as well. So I think my sort of main message is we're really trying to do a variety of different things, both in terms of in-person events and online or digital events, but also in terms of just the scale and the type of activities and events that we're out there conducting. So I'm gonna stop talking. I think I covered all the sections of the engagement plan. There's a calendar at the end. I won't talk about that too much, but it just basically is saying, hey, we're gonna be doing a lot of this stuff throughout the planning process. And it does show approximately when we expect to be having either briefings with the Planning Commission or Council or advisory group meetings. So yeah, now I'll actually stop and just see if y'all have any questions or thoughts or suggestions that we haven't already talked about.
I have one.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the virtual community kickoff. I actually didn't see anything on the social media, but I finally found it. So I wasn't sure where that was mentioned. I found one line on it at the bottom of page 5. So that's in the outreach and advertisement notification promotions. I'm just wondering if I know this is the MIG section, but is social media applicable for some of the online surveying as well?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think what we prefer to do is send something out on social media with a link to the survey on the web page.
Yeah.
We'd like to drive people to the web page versus doing something on Facebook or whatnot.
That makes a lot of sense.
It allows us to focus our time and energy on that space versus having to find surveys in multiple places.
Yeah.
Plus, it also tabulates for us in the background, so we don't actually have to do much. The engagement HQ has a really good built-in survey program.
Okay.
So that's our goal, is to drive people.
Okay, that makes sense. No, it definitely does. Yes. I'm just thinking, like a Westland community page. I'm just imagining people like, why aren't they asking us questions on here? And I think it's a pretty good answer.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what you said, and it's a great answer as to why.
Yeah, it's a good, it's a more efficient way for us to spend the time that we have and the money we have on the project. And I think, you know, it wouldn't hurt if we put something on the community page, but with a little asterisk, like, just a quick explanation of why.
Yes.
We're kicking you over here to do it versus doing it here.
Exactly. Because it's
a fair point.
Yeah. You know, lose all the information otherwise.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Well, yeah, or you know, it's just we're interpreting or we're keying it in somewhere. And it's just it's, you know, if we have an algorithm that'll run it for us, that's the way we want to do it. I did want to add one thing. Matt doesn't know this one yet, and I mentioned it to Darren yesterday in the meeting, but the Youth Advisory Council has been fantastic, and they're very engaged and very excited. And holy cow, are those kids smart. It makes me feel old and not so smart when I go visit them, and I didn't do any of what they do in high school. It's remarkable. Having said that, they actually ran with an idea, and I just heard a couple of days ago it is really happening. So one of the youth advisory members, she's in the AP Art program at the high school. And she approached her instructor about doing a art competition about Highway 43. Awesome. And so they have been approved to do it, and they are gonna be doing a little internal competition. I don't know how we're gonna vote on it, if we'll get a pamphlet involved, but I think for us, it's a great way to get a youth engaged, but also market the project in a different way, as Matt was saying. That's something that I think the Polly and the pamphlet media would probably love to put in the paper.
It's gonna give you a different version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm pretty excited that they're going forward with that. And then I'm also gently nudging the civics instructors to let their students do a Highway 43 project. Each year they do a planning project for West Lynn. Mm-hmm. They seem to be on board with that. We haven't nailed that down yet, but really, as Matt said, leveraging that youth, I think is really important. But I love the art contest idea.
It's really cool. Sponsor prize or something.
Yeah,
I mean, is that something you can talk to the art advisory commission
Oh, because I think you have abundance of things like that.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
You know, so.
I was just trying to talk Holly into doing an article about the person in Pamplin, and that's pretty cool too. But a little monetary nudge or a gift card or something. That's, you know, they all drink coffee, right? So.
When I first started the farmer's market, the high school kids did an art contest for the logo.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. I think it's a really cool way to integrate community too. And because they're in a school and in a space, it's easy to communicate and work with them, right? It's a little harder to gather everyone at the high school. It's really efficient. And they were very excited. And I said, oh, I love the idea. And a month later, they're like, yeah, we're doing it. Here's what's happening. And I was like, oh, they just ran with it. I love that. That's great. So anyway, I'm really excited about that. I think that's really cool. And that's kind of what Matt's getting at is we have our normal sort of standard tools, but we're trying to work outside of that and find different ways to find different people to communicate in. So that's kind of where we're at.
That's a good segue to my question too, because how much are visuals going to be involved? Because I know people do not understand planning topics. So, you know, are there going to be examples of other cities that have similar things?
Yes.
So that's kind of directing them that this is what's going to happen, because that's what happened with the waterfront is they, you know, only had one direction and then people did not like that.
So this is, I think, my 12th sort of meeting where we're talking about and doing small presentations on this project. And at least 7 or 8 have brought up that same point. And it's, I think it's a fine line. Matt might feel a little differently, but basically what Matt is saying is as we move through some of the engagement and we're getting information, they have a rendering lab where they'll start putting visuals to those concepts, not as this is what we want you to do, but more as this is kind of what we're starting to hear. This is a more, this particular rendering has been the most talked about, that kind of thing. What we've discussed is trying not to put those out before we hear from the community for fear of guiding people's thoughts toward that.
Yeah. So, and that's why I was thinking if you had examples of what other cities, different kind of examples from other cities.
Yes.
Then that'll give them an idea of like being able to visualize and say, no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I do like this.
Yeah. And that's true. And one in the interview process for the consultant, MIG had just wrapped up a project in Hood River on Highway 30, doing a similar, not quite as long, but a similar corridor, similar challenges. And it really spoke to me as someone, as the project manager, like, yeah, this is ultimately an end result that we would like. It's not, you know, it's not going to be exact, but that's the direction I think the community is going to want to go. And I do think we can offer up some examples of different things that have been done.
Right.
And I think that's what you're saying.
What's a mixed use? Like, you know, if you have a vision, you know, something that shows, oh, this is set.
Right.
It's on the bottom and the apartment's on top.
Right.
It's visual of what that looks like.
Yep.
We will definitely do that. We, you know, at the very front end of this process, which is kind of where we are now, we're really focusing on asking people very broad questions. And so as we, again, move along and start to talk about what do people want to see in more specific locations related to, as you say, mixed use or more housing or more gathering places, then we'll have the opportunity to show people pictures, whether it's photos or renderings of those things. So we do plan to do that. We're not quite there. Yeah, but we will be there before too long. So yeah, that's definitely kind of part of the process that we envision conducting.
Well, I think unfortunately you have no control over what's going to be the number one thing that most people want done to the 43 corridor, which is work done to the road.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's outside of project scope, right?
We have no control over. And
well, what we've talked about, though, not to interrupt, but what we have talked about is, you know, how the road itself is designed, you know, that's highway, that's ODOT's ownership. But there are things that we can do and in partnership with ODOT, and they'll be on the advisory group, that we can talk about things like pedestrian crossings, pedestrian refuge islands, signage, lighting. So there are some things you can do to kind of shrink the pace and speed of the corridor through certain areas. And it's not a slam dunk, but you know, with enough community support, we've seen that you can stop a tolling project for a couple of years while we focus ourselves. I think we can work on 43 as well. You know, so I was going to say, since they're not said, yeah.
Although they may be mad at us now, right?
It's a cooperative partner, as it is, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it's a very good point.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm just, what I see on Facebook, and well, nobody talks to us about anything. Why are they doing this and not doing anything for roads? It's just constant what you hear.
Yeah.
The one thing that I do keep hearing is the corridor, mm-hmm. and talking to people in the corridor. I just want to make sure that it's the whole city that uses that
yep.
corridor, and to make sure that it is a whole city emphasis. I realize you got to deal with the people who live there,
mm-hmm.
but we all live there, yep. I guess is what I'm getting.
Yeah, and that's why we're trying to do events at various locations throughout the city, the ACC, Main Street, you know, we'll be at the parks, we'll be here and there, and I agree with you 100%.
And the one thing I would add to that would be the garage.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
that is becoming a bit of a gathering spot.
Yeah,
we see. I can see.
It's kind of become the living room.
Yeah,
like everyone's hanging out there. Right?
Exactly. And so that I just wanted.
Yeah, but we've actually reached out to the ownership group of the garage, and they've been very generous to say, sure, if you want to run an event, great, let's block off a space and come on.
We'll wait
till the weather warms up a little bit.
Even putting out flyers and QR codes and the paper and that. You don't even have to have an event or anything like that, just because people go there.
That's right. We've had a lot of support.
Now, we don't normally reach
yep. that's right.
as a city, so that would be the one thing, I guess.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, because it actually made me think of one other thing, Matt. You had mentioned Robin Wood and Bolton. So we will be working with the Neighborhood Association President's Group on, I think, two different occasions is what we're kind of gently penciled out to give them updates to take back to their neighborhood associations. But we will be doing what right now looks like four listening sessions with four with Robin Wood and four with Bolton, specifically with those neighborhood associations, because they're the two adjacent neighborhood associations. And I think I mentioned that last time I was here when we were talking about the membership of the working group and things like that. So we are certainly trying to make sure that those that live adjacent to the corridor are, we give them as many opportunities to get involved as possible, everyone, but also the impact is going to be felt there immediately. So, yeah.
It makes me very happy to know that the youth of the city are involved
yeah.
in this.
Yeah.
The one thing that I see on here that's often overlooked when it comes to the youth is the skate park.
Yeah.
And skate parks are not the kids you normally expect to get involved in government, but don't rule them out.
Yeah.
They move out.
And to build and skate, skate over them, right?
You know, that's a different story.
So, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I've had some great interactions and kind of engagement with folks at skate parks over the years. I had some meetings over in Newport as part of a parks and recreation plan there, and the folks at the skate park, I was going to say kids, but they're not all kids. I mean, they were super engaged and they really cared about that facility, and it was just frankly great just to go visit with them and talk about that. So yeah, I'm with you.
On the first toll road I've tried to stop, and I was involved with Surf Rider Foundation down in Orange County, saving trestles, keeping them from building a toll road down there, where they had thousands of people show up at their meeting yeah. of the Coastal Commission, and we shut them down. So that's surfers and skaters.
Yeah,
so they right. they do care.
Community.
And we're, and I know we're not talking about this on one, but we're talking about the Robin Wood skate park, right?
Are there more than one?
We have a Robin Wood skate park.
There's the skate.
Does that mean I know about the one up behind the grocery store?
Yeah, there's, I know that's what we're talking about, but I'm saying but maybe that one would be the one to go.
Okay. I'm unfamiliar with it.
It's down in the park. Kind of I've got the. It's the wrong part.
It's another one close to that. It's down there.
It's like by Old River. So it's on that side. It's near the landing. There's Robinwood Park. There's Robinwood Park. It's a full skate. Yeah.
Field trip tomorrow. I gotta check this
thing. I'm pretty sure.
I love it when I learn new things about this city. You're kind of blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, when I was canvassing, it's in Robinwood Park. They have is it half pipe and stuff? It's got all that stuff.
All right. Well, thank you, Tanner. I'm gonna
Let's hope
I'm gonna get down there and check it out. It's new to me. Right, right, exactly.
What's this?
Gorilla skate park.
Come in, pour it, and move on.
Well, I'm gonna check that. I appreciate you saying that.
That's campus, yeah. It's a little discovery.
Yeah.
But the parking is, it's the Roy's parking. And Westland, so I can't think of worse parking. So they're gonna be putting in a trade. No, you're.
Yeah.
Familiar with this, right?
Yeah.
You only looked at it right now.
Okay, I mean, it might not be a skate park, but it's a skate park.
It is a ramp.
There's a skate ramp.
Ramp.
Yeah, and there's a half pipe.
Yeah, it looks like there's some metal coating for some grinding and such.
Yeah.
Look at me.
You're a skater growing up.
I may have jumped on a couple times.
I have a huge ramp in my backyard.
You do?
I did, and growing up, my brothers are.
I was like, you and Jesse are out back to the skate right now?
All day long, it's all yours.
Yeah. Right. They transition.
Charlie, did you have any questions out there?
I don't, and I apologize, I've been a little bit absent. I have two 14-year-old dogs, and one of them is struggling very bad, and so I've been distracted a little bit, but I am listening, and I'm excited to be there so I can actually have complete focus. But no, I don't have any questions at this time. I'm going to read back through the materials and get a really good grasp of everything before we meet again, for sure.
And Charlie, certainly feel to reach out to me. My contact information is somewhere.
Somewhere, okay.
Reach out with questions. I'm happy to, you know, call me, email me, what have you. So we're always available to, you know, help you out. And
great, I appreciate that. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So any other questions about the engagement plan specifically? If not, we will release that into the wilds of the world.
Oh, that's good.
Cool.
Yeah,
guys. All right. Well, thanks again for having me. Appreciate it. And yeah. Yeah, any other questions you might have, Chris will make sure I get them as well. So we'll look forward to talking to you again later.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Take care.
Yeah, and Matt did a good job. He and his team did a good job, but we put a lot of effort into that.
Because that way, even if you don't talk to the people, they at least see that you're out there.
They see that you're out there.
At the grocery store, even if they don't talk to you, they know you're there.
Yeah, I've said it before, but I really want it to be, if someone didn't engage, it's because they chose not to engage, yeah. Not that they didn't know they were good. And, you know, and it's fine. If you don't want to engage, that is your call. But I want you to know you have the option, right, in many forms. So that's... that's one of the cool.
It's like we are.
Are we doing
the working group members recommendation?
Yeah, and there's also on there, you may have noticed a spot for a possible CCI member. We had talked last time that it wasn't a requirement, but there is an open spot right now.
I did see that. And I'm just going to say I have a lot of buy-in. Off the highway 483.
Yeah.
I know I don't want to put myself first, but I really can say I am interested. And I would also look someone else is interested as well. So if someone else does, I'm more than happy to put on the other side busy.
We have a few other people contact, but. This is an engaged group and we have new members and we might as well see if someone here wants to. So it's obviously that's up to you guys, but I just kind of wonder. Well, the chair, vice chair.
Well, we could do like we normally do, which is like we have people on the working group and have friends they can't come and
that's right. That's right.
So Tanner wants to do it.
I can get back.
Okay. So as far as that working group goes, when we was here a couple of months ago, we we had removed the, we talked about fewer business owners and just property owners and kind of focusing more toward more community, large community members. And so that's really what you see is mostly community members. Gray, which I don't know about this in front of me, he represents, he's kind of the only sort of big business person on there. He represents the family that owns the businesses, the Katie Car Wash, the UPS store, that strip mall, as we call it. He is the family's representative on that. They've expressed an interest in the project and some possible potential future housing kind of things. And so they were very interested in the project itself. So just be clear about that. But most everyone else is community member. Chitrine is on there, but not as the Chamber of Commerce, just as Chitrine resident of the city of West Lynn. We have some newish people. Danute Hodge moved here a year and a half or so ago. He owns the building home and he's very engaged, very nice gentleman who expressed interest. And so, sell this really quick. Sorry, I totally blanked on it. Spencer Crandall, also new to the city, but just dying to be involved and get engaged. I met with him, as did Alina Schnarr, our community economic development coordinator. So yeah, I think we have a pretty good balance. Mostly community members. Some have businesses. It will be. Oh, yes, okay. It will be. Yeah. I swear to you. Well, actually, it's been ready for a while.
Yeah, I was looking at it. Starting with it.
Oh, and that's all going away. What will happen is it'll just go right through there to this much more visually.
Nothing. Well,
I just reach over to it.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It just goes that same
way. Yeah. So the city, we purchased a new engagement HQ package. It was a city thing, not our project, but we will be the first project on it. And it's a website that allows you to have, like Metro does it, where the website's very far more visual than it is text heavy. Ours is not quite as visual as we'd like, but it's a new format that allows us to highlight a project and do a whole bunch of cool stuff. The maps, the surveys, and it is ready. The guy who runs the Granite site said he's ready. So we are supposed to be a week or so ago, and I keep asking every day. So now I'm like the annoying working dog. Like, when's my day? What page going on? But yeah, so I think we came up with a decent balance of community members who work here, community, and a couple of business owners. Steve from Backyard Burger is very much wants to be engaged in this project, obviously has a business right on 43. But he's also, I know he's met with Alina quite a bit, and he has ideas and he wants to really engage in the community. I know he's a business owner, but I don't think it's all about, I just need him on the money. He obviously wants to improve his business too, but he's engaged in the community.
He can pull out that to the community.
Yes,
he just through Facebook, you know.
I have two questions. Greg,
yes,
is it just private business?
He's the one who represents the family that owns that strip mall where the Katie Car Wash was.
Oh,
he's their representative.
Oh, gotcha. Thank you. I think you said that. I just missed the name.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Alina and I met him about a year ago. We went down on site, kind of walked the site, talking about what was coming up with the project.
Yeah.
He went back to the family and discussed their local, they're local-ish region, and they showed a lot of interest because they feel like their site is underutilized. It's all one story, it's strip mall, and they feel like there's a lot of potential for something better on the site. You know, being honest, they're obviously business owners, so I'm not trying to make them out to be people that are going to come in. Thank you. But I do think they see that those two things can go for the community, maybe some housing, but as well as their business as well. So, right. I mean, there has to be some of that.
Right. I mean, that's we have to have a strong economy.
I want to buy a shopping town.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Lakeside, oh, yeah.
We used to have one.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been more than 10 years. It's been,
yeah.
I think it was gone when I got here, which was March. Anyway, so that's where we're at right now. Certainly willing to take your feedback, make some adjustments if you feel it's needed. I did put in that very brief memo, just a reminder, the group is really a filter and a feedback arm of the project. It's not a decision-making group. They will sort of give a thumbs up recommendation to council, you know, as a group. Of course, at the end of the day, city council is the ultimate decision maker on not only the working group, but how we move forward. So, yeah. Any other questions or concerns?
See something we need to vote on?
Yeah, Darren, do we need a thumbs up or and same for the engagement?
No, the engagement probably don't need anything.
Okay, that was just an interesting
review. But yeah, so you're making a recommendation to council, so I would say yeah, take a vote.
Okay.
It's the safest thing to vote. Okay.
All in favor of the.
I apologize. I didn't hear the question. My dog is.
Are you just approving this list of people for the working group?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I approve.
With the amendment.
With
oh, what's your CCI amendment?
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you, Jenna.
All right, and that was everyone. So just sending you.
Well, then I suppose I leave you and thank you.
Good to see you.
Like, yeah, it's great to see you guys.
Remember, I'll come and help you at one of these things.
Oh, yes. I have notes about people who have said that, and I will be calling those chits in as we move through the process. Actually, to be honest with you, I will say, just as I'm aware, that's been one of the really coolest things is so many people from all these groups are saying, tell us when and where, you know, how can we help? And you can really feel a positive momentum. This is probably overdue by a while, and people are ready to go out and figure something out and make it a better place, which to me is really cool. I think this could actually be a kind of a community rallying thing as well. So I'm looking forward to the rest, but looking forward to it. All right. Thank you guys. Appreciate your time. Thanks.
All right. Moving on. Next so we got the election of chair and vice chair. Does anybody have a desire to be chair?
I was thinking of you guys because you were the two senior. That's.
Oh, you're looking at me. I guess I can be vice chair. No, I just can't. I need to focus on the things right now.
Okay. All right. I am willing to be.
I'll be back up.
I mean, if it's like absolute pressing for your time, I.
No, it's not that much.
Okay. I hear you.
All right, so I guess we'll vote separately. So, in favor of me as chair, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And Vicky as vice chair.
Aye.
I'm sorry. All right. All right. So, just remember.
This is for 1 year.
It's for 1 year.
It's for life. You're gotcha.
Okay, and so CCI announcements. This is if you have any kind of things you want to tell the group or want the group to work on in the future or that. So.
I was wondering about I was trying to watch the retreat video.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Yeah.
I tried to watch it too.
For a second, I thought it was just your mic, and I started skipping. And I was like, oh, like, it's rough.
Yeah.
But the visuals are there, so I can enjoy the.
Read lips.
Yes. But I saw So I would say, let me guys talk about it or not, but Scott Irwin's proposal, is that on the agenda? It was.
No, it wasn't on the agenda. I didn't.
I didn't see it. Let me just pull up real quick. Well, can we drive on there actually?
Yeah.
Can we go to meetings and then go to the, I think the 24th was the date. And then there's the agenda thing.
Sorry.
On the 24th.
Yeah, the city council retreat, it's right in there. All right, so if we go to view details maybe. And then I think there's the agenda. Right there, and I guess that's it. So if we click that. There should be down below a Scott Irwin thing. Submittal, not proposal, submittal. Yeah. You guys know, look at that.
Oh, yeah, they, I mean, they were. It was. Product at one point.
Okay, that's, so I was looking at this and there's the CCI mentioned as well as a bunch of. CAGs in here. And so I don't know. What you guys talked about with regards to that, and if there's anything that we kind of want to be privy to. So there's, oh, and the community development director is a big one too. So there's communication, right, that I'd work with the CCI. So. So I didn't know if there was anything that. We want to.
We did talk about communication goals in general.
Yeah.
All of, not just CCI, but. All of the advisories.
Okay.
That's a general goal.
Okay.
I have a question. So. That template that we had, I think that city council, when you sit there. And then you do a report and then you go to city council and you read that.
They haven't quite done that.
They haven't
implemented that.
Oh, because that information, that report is supposed to be posted maybe with our meeting.
I think they're still working.
I'm working on that.
I've been.
Okay.
Reminding them. When is that happening?
So what do we need to get that extra data?
I can check in on that.
Yes.
It's a super tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, there'd be more information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people can communicate.
Yeah.
See what's happening in different. Okay.
And that doesn't remind me in here, I can see what you guys said in general, because I think the quorum's a meeting. But email issue, sure, maybe I got brought up. We can't email each other, guys. New members, yeah.
Well, you can email, you can't email the whole group, back and forth.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Email everyone once and then do not hit reply all.
Are you talking about serial meetings?
Yes.
So you can email each other.
Yeah, but we can't email reply all.
You can't reply.
No.
That's where we had an issue with that.
Yeah, that's just like a.
My stand, and that's my standard is reply all because I'm all about, and so that's.
It's a public, it's public meetings law. It doesn't have.
I get it.
It's not a city rule or a council rule.
Yeah, so Charlie and Bo, so that's why. You'll notice when I send myself or Lynn sends you information. Blind copy you, so you're not, so you can't reply to everybody, or then that creates the meeting. So if you, yeah. If you ever want to respond to the entire group, just email me or Lynn, and then we can forward it to the entire group.
I don't copy everybody in my job. It causes problems.
I know, but I guess like I was like,
I get it.
I understand this issue that we discussed in here, where it's been. A struggle to be prepared when we can't. Communicate amongst ourselves effectively. And that's. I don't know. So if that was brought up, I guess.
Yeah, and I think the form issue is the one that we.
Don't know, I guess I'm not sure what you're asking, because so you can't reply all.
Yeah.
Not because you can't talk to each other, but because meeting discussions amongst a public meeting body cannot occur in private, yes. Which a email chain is essentially out of the public eye.
Yeah.
But you can email each other, like if you wanted to talk with somebody about. Oh, I wanted to discuss this you know, as long as it's the two of you talking, yeah. That's not a quorum.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that. So how is that not? I don't know what you said about you can't be prepared for the meetings, or it's challenging.
Because there has to kind of be someone who's appointed, like a secretary or something, or at least who is managing the different communications.
So that's staff.
Yeah, it's
to me or Lynn, and we can distribute. Okay. And if people have responses, it will come to us and we'll distribute.
Okay.
Again, that's why we blind copy, so you can't just then.
If you need it to go to the whole group.
Yeah, just ask, send it to me, ask me to distribute it to everyone on the CCI.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you have, for instance, if you have some information that you wanted to share with the group, you could say, send it to Darren. You could say, I want to talk, this is on the agenda next week. I'd like to talk about this. You send that to Darren,
mm-hmm.
and then you're not sending it to everyone and creating potentially, you know, a serial meeting or a quorum, basically, is if you're all in the same email, that's a quorum.
Yeah.
Kind of. So, and these are just public meetings law. It's not like a city rule, it's a state law.
Okay.
So
run everything through staff.
And okay, yeah, and then you can't go wrong.
Distribute any kind of questions or information. Because if you have a question, if you have a question, send it to me. I will answer it and copy everybody so everybody knows what the answer to the question is.
Thank you.
And so everyone is coming in the same information to me.
I think the communication, just to clarify more what I was meaning when we talked about communication in our whole setting, it was more about sometimes there's been situations where advisory boards weren't really sure, you know, what the council wanted them to be working on. So clear communication, that was what I was talking about.
Okay, thank you. That's what I was kind of wondering was what that was in the list. So I put emails out there, and obviously it wasn't the emails portion, but it was in general preparedness of councils.
And like, if it's something you want me to try to get on the agenda, you can email me, the chair. That's the issue.
You volunteered. I might do it.
It's just when you email more than the four people, then that's the four. You can even email Vicky. I got two things. I guess, you know, Bob really wanted to make sure when he was leaving that we work on, I think it was Hillsborough or whatever, that plan of standard procedure, operating procedure.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we'd like to see CCI work on. And then I know Council gave Parks the go ahead to further recreation center. If CCI could at some point see what their engagement plan, how to make sure that's
Parks would also work on what?
The recreation center,
engagement on what people,
the survey.
Yeah,
it's like how people
public engagement on commissioning,
right?
The
so we can make sure that.
We're not getting the same 500 people.
Exactly. And the same we're involving citywide
information. Yeah.
We're calling it phase two.
Yeah.
Currently.
All right, I'll see if make it to the next meeting. If they've got it washed out at this point, which I think they have to, because it's.
Anybody else have anything? Steph?
The only thing I really have is next, so meeting in February. I'll invite Parks to see if they're available to come and talk about their engagement phase two. And then we have another planning project, the housing production strategy, which we're going to put together a also. So I will hopefully have that group identified to bring to you guys, bring to you all in February for recommendation to council. It technically doesn't have to go through the process that's in our code because there's no code amendments being proposed. It's just suggestions for strategies, but I'll bring it through the group anyhow so you can make a recommendation to council.
And just to clarify what exactly you're talking about there is in regards to the new legislation out of the state.
Yes, so it was so Charlie and Bo and everybody does it gets very confusing. There's all kinds of legislation. So I'll try to give my elevator speech. In 2019, House Bill 2003 was passed. It required cities to conduct a housing needs analysis or housing capacity analysis, which identifies what the projected population increase is, how many housing units and what type of housing units and what price ranges, and then it does a buildable lands inventory to see how much capacity the city has, and then it does a comparison of the two. In our case, we needed to rezone some land multifamily to meet our future needs. Council took all those actions. They adopted the housing capacity analysis. They made the zone change. So we complied with the first component of the bill. The second component is now we have to do a housing production strategy, which identifies actions the city intends to take over the next 6 years in order to meet that housing need of the future. And then we have to adopt that by the end of this calendar year. So we've got a consultant on board. It's Matt that was here. His team is, they did the housing capacity analysis. So we got grant funds. They were hired again to do the housing production strategy. So we're putting together a working group to take those ideas through the working group and then ultimately to council. So council will have a big role in this one. We'll identify those strategies and then we have to show progress on those strategies over 6 years. And then we do it all over again and we revisit the housing capacity analysis, see how much land has been built, if the housing that's being built is meeting the needs that were identified, and if the strategies aren't working. If the strategies aren't working, then we go through the strategy process again. So they've really, the legislature has really put the cities and counties on notice that, you know, we continually have to be improving the housing situation in the state. So it's a I don't want to say a big lift, but it's a big project. It's an important project. And, so yeah, we'll put together a working group to advise us. And I'll bring the working group to the CCI in February.
Is this the 27th?
I believe it is, yes, it's 27th, yes.
Okay.
That's the month, no, that's the Tuesday.
Yep, yeah, it's 27th.
Okay. And did the time change from 5:30 to 6?
It yes. did.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine.
The CCI made that decision sometime last fall.
So that's totally fine. I just had it written down.
So it was 6 on the thing. But I guess we were meeting at 5:30 the whole time.
But we were before 5:30.
We have. Oh, it used to be 5:30 to 7.
Then said,
we changed to 6 because you don't have a film making it.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I have.
All right, that's all right. I had.
All right, so I will officially adjourn this meeting at 7:22. Have a nice meeting, guys.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Is that running back?
Bye.
You're finally congratulations.